Everybody all right? Everybody filled up? All right, one, resolution one through 342. All in favor, take it at the bundle.
Aye. So moved.
Actually,
you know what, Don Quixote?
We had. Kibbles? Yeah. All right. Yep. Okay, everybody has a copy of. The new hirees. Everybody also has a copy of the transfers, correct?
Wait, I don't know.
Yeah.
You got them throughout the last week or so.
They waited their email to your
account. Email to your account.
Oh, I couldn't open it.
All right, resolution 373. Approving the execution of contract SS50,000 expired, entered by County, Ulster County Economic Development Alliance.
Move it for discussion.
Second.
I'm listening to discussion.
Mr. Chairman, you have Suzanne.
I know Suzanne.
She was asked to come here to give us a presentation last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yes, could you show this? Pizza first?
I would love now.
So you should each have a copy of.
Microphone. You get one.
I'm sorry.
Stand over here.
With my back to you?
Yeah, that's all right.
Didn't hear it. Hi. Can everybody hear me?
I can't see you, but that's all right. Get it.
So at your last meeting, I was asked for an accounting, and I provided the committee with the 2014 Ulster County Economic Development Alliance contract expenses, which include marketing as well as the expenses to maintain the office. And I have also in the interim updated the contract to broaden the scope from simply marketing to operating an Economic Development Alliance on the behalf of the county. So if you look at the Schedule A, at the scope of services, it has not just marketing, but education, support services, program administration, and the legal and audit functions.
Okay, Suzanne, everybody is on page 8.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Any questions? No one?
Just getting it down.
Not as quick as you can prepare them.
I have to. Don't get old.
The fact of the matter is that you've listed the contractual expenses. $150,000 is being transferred to the LDC to pay for these, or a portion of these contract expenses.
That's what we're asking.
I mean, that's
for.
Basically what it is.
Right.
I'm not going to scrutinize it any more than we've already have.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, there was a resolution to refer this back to the Economic Development Committee for review.
Yeah, that's true.
I would suggest that maybe that should occur before this committee takes action, which we're giving opportunity next week.
It doesn't have to. Point of reference. It doesn't have to go to economic first.
No, it doesn't have to.
We referred it, though. The legislature
referred it back.
My understanding was last month, we asked them to come in here. We had some questions. They brought in some various people. Mr. Summers. He had a gentleman named next to the bill.
Matt.
Suzanne was there. We had questions. We told him to come back this week, or next time we met, regarding a little more detailed information, which they did. I know the Economic Development Committee met prior, went through everything. My understanding, Jimmy, could correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, to send it back would just be redundant of you know, what we've been doing. So I would be against sending it back. Do you have any want to make a mention?
Mr. Chairman, the Economic Development Committee is going to meet tomorrow evening.
Okay.
Let it go through there first and then reconvene Wayne's meetings prior to session.
It still does.
All right. Now, I would make a motion that we send it to your committee. Come back next week and vote on it. I don't see a problem, but just for discussion in your committee.
It has already.
I understand they're going to do it again. Tracy?
I have a question. Not on that. Can I ask a question on this?
On what?
On.
Yeah, by all means.
So the last line that Patrick has been counting how it uses auditing services,
should be totally under control.
Is that an estimate
under control.
No, that's what was said in 2014 for 2013's auditing services.
Any other questions?
So these are all expenses already paid out?
Or expected by the end of December. There's a few printing. There's a few printing expenses and Focus Media's December monthly fee that are in here that we expect to spend in December. But it's there's only two or three things that have not been spent yet. It's pretty accurate.
All right. Someone make a motion to refer it back to...
I'll make a motion to refer it back.
Second? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We will vote on next week. Part of your motion, all right?
We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Thank you.
Just hold it.
Also,
we just hold it.
What's that?
We just hold it.
Just postpone it.
Actually,
what's that?
If I could, I asked clerk of the legislature and clerk of the committee, Mr. Wishnick, it was referred back this by this committee to economic development already by motion.
It was last time.
And normally economic development would have met already.
Put the microphones on, please. All right. They're saying that last time we did refer back to Economic Development Committee. We just reconfirmed that again. All right? So. All right?
Yeah.
Before we go any further.
It should go through Economic Development.
All right. Before we go any further, also a motion to approve the, October 15th and October 21st minutes.
Move.
Right here. Move. Second. All in favor, say aye. Kind of sign that. Resolution 392, sending a policy offering discount UCAP fares to veterans. Moved by?
I'll move it.
Second. Discussion?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, sorry.
No discussion. All in favor say aye. Carl?
Carl? How are we determining that they're veterans? Are they in the veterans program?
The county or they have the discount card? Yeah, the discount card. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It says that or any
valid
warrant
of
ID.
It's in the. Okay. There it
is.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Resolution 393, Stubbs County Equalization Rates for the year 2015. Moved by Jim. Second by who?
Second
by Bob. Discussion?
They've approved all these, right?
The 393.
Yeah.
No discussion. All in favor say aye. 396. 396 is certifying the county takeover safety net cost.
I'll move that.
Second, discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Are we sure?
Well, I'm still teetering to say yes or no, but other than that, any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 All right, Resolution 397.
Move it.
Well, okay, did everybody have...
I don't even know what this is.
Imposing taxes on real property, certain services, occupancy of hotel rooms, and music charges, adopted those various dates.
And food sales tax.
To increase the rate of sales and compensating use tax. Move. Bye.
Second.
Mary Beth.
Yep.
Mary Beth. Second by.
I'll second.
TJ. Discussion. Now roll call on the fair side.
Aye.
Aye. 398. Authorized conveyance of county on property to the original owner, Department of Finance.
Move it.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call on the fair side.
Aye.
399. Approving the collective bargaining agreement between the
county of
Ulster and UCC. Please don't. Association. Move.
Second.
Roll call on the fair side.
Aye.
400, approving the memorandum of agreement between the County of Ulster and Ulster County Sheriff and Staff Association, represented by NYSAT for the years 2015 and 16.
400 are you on?
400.
Can you
hear me now?
Yeah.
400. Move. Mary Beth, second.
I'll move it. Second.
You're so good at moving.
Wherever I am.
Second it. All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
401, approving the memorandum of agreement between the County of Ulster and Ulster County Civil Service Association for the year 2015 and 16.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
402. Approving the Ulster County 2015 Stop DWI Program Plan and authorizing the Chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute all intermissional agreements under the plan. Ulster County Probation Stop DWI Division. Move.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Now
403. 403, setting a public hearing of proposed law number 15 of 2014, a law establishing destruction of credits for agreement for certain bridge contracts of over 500,000 be on Wednesday.
I'll move it.
Oh, Lord.
Over here, we moved it.
Okay. All your side of the room.
Right.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
404, authorizing the county votes to assume the cost of election support from the town and city of Kingston pursuant to a three-year phase and plan.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Chairman, I want to make a comment.
All right.
Yes.
Because for the record, while I'm not going to vote against a budget that has this cost in here, I would personally have preferred to wait until we've done with the collection of safety net costs. And I would hope that what we could do once this passes is that we put that cost of the election support to the towns on a tax bill like we do with the safety net. So people are aware of how much money the county has taken over for towns on both those issues, safety net and election.
Gracie?
I want to say I totally I would have preferred to have waited. One of my big concerns, I appreciate relief to the towns, but we've seen that, and I realize there are hard times, but the towns have not made associated cuts. So for a lot of our citizens, it means tax increases. So I'm on the fence. I'm going to vote to the floor right now, but I'm a Jeanette, and I'm not going to vote against the budget simply because this is in it. But I definitely have reservations.
Hector?
Just to follow up on Tracy and Jeanette, whom I both agree with, by the way, just in case you were wondering. It's an example where the county is assuming another burden, and we're doing so gracefully. But at the end of the day, we are supporting our local towns by assuming this burden. And this burden comes down from the feds, from the vote, Help America Vote Act. So yet again, the county ends up with the short end of the stick to go help out everybody else.
Who may not be doing the right thing.
Well, at this point, the county execs implemented this program itself. Basically, we are talking about it now. We are going to finalize the budget and put the dollars and cents in it. But there again, it was discussed earlier in the year by Chairman Parity and a few other people to do it, and at that time it was, no, we don't have the money, we can't do it for whatever reason. It actually comes to a little slightly over $200,000 for the year 2015. But you're right, I mean, a lot of the towns have taken the safety net money. I know my town, I went before them, I mean, there's a 3.16% savings that we took over from the town of Marlboro. And I asked them very bluntly, they could translate that into a cost saving to the taxpayers. And they're going to have slightly over a 1.5% tax increase. So, I mean, they saved $209,000. And I hear that from a lot of other towns that they saved money, but they did not actually save money. And they just spent money some other where in their budget. So we have no control over that. But in saying all that, any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye. Resolution 405, establishing a tax stabilization reserve fund of the County of Ulster under Section 60 of New York State Municipal General Municipal Law. Moved by...
I'll second.
Who moved it? Oh, Jeanette? There were some questions regarding the legalities over... Not legalities, but some stipend or some particulars into that law. Did we get those all straightened out?
I'm sorry.
We had some concerns on some of the stipulation in that particular section of law, what are some of the requirements and so forth and so on.
They're all worked out.
All worked out. Okay. Tracy?
Abused to a great extent for alternate purposes. So I don't know. I'm struggling with it. I'm struggling with understanding. That's where I'm
at. Any other discussion? Actually, Tracy, tomorrow we meet with Ways and Means. That's one of the items we're going to discuss with the County Exec's Office.
Can we wait then to further have the discussion with the County Exec's Office before voting on it tonight?
Could if you want.
I'd rather.
That's the wish of the committee?
Yes. Yeah. Look, can I tell him?
You can tell me
it's
what?
Just one day.
If I could, Mr. Chairman, I had made some recommendations to the clerk about some changes, and it's just in the whereas, because this, if I may, this particular resolution setting up this fund is subject to permissive referendum. And the way that there's only one little whereas, and what I wanted to do was take what was the narrative and put that into this resolution just to clarify what it's really for, because it's really for unfunded mandates, unexpected unfunded mandates. And you're right, it's very limited on what the funds for, but I wanted to clarify it in the event that a particular citizen has a problem with it and wanted to put it up for referendum. I just wanted to have a neater resolution.
Well, not the reason why I asked you if there was other concerns.
Well, you were asking me about, we had technical concerns about the actual fund itself. This is about the resolution. We didn't have the resolution. Yes.
I'm talking just about the attorney. Go around and around.
Well, you were asking me about the technical concerns we talked about, which was the permissive referendum. I'm just talking about cleaning up the resolution so that it is a little bit more explicit as to why this is a recommended fund to establish.
And I'm talking in general. You're talking about particular.
All right. So I would recommend that we put it off until next week if we could.
So we've got a couple more discussions. Tracy?
Just to follow on what Eric said, if this can only be used for an unfunded mandate, let me just go out there with a, or do we not want to talk about it now? Can we talk about it now since we're here?
You can talk about it. We've got limited time, though. We've got a lot of things to do, so make it short.
All right. I mean, I can wait until tomorrow. Let's say there was a terrible fire in a major county's building burnt to the ground, and we had to relocate to all rented homes to the budget in terms of the tax cap. That's not an unfunded mandate, so we couldn't utilize this fund for that.
Well, you would probably get insurance of some type. You would get the
specifics of insurance and whatnot. I'm talking about give it another example that's not an unfunded mandate.
Right, so we get an inmate in the jail that has a catastrophic injury that we have to pay for.
Bert's answering his
question. You have this from the state controller?
Yes.
It's the reserve. If you look at unanticipated expenditures, it mentions a public emergency or unanticipated expenses such as a public emergency, which you're referring to.
So it's not strictly unfunded.
Correct.
Mandates.
Correct.
Okay, because that would then really...
Well, do you want
to
tell
him? All right. Matter of fact, TJ said, what happened if we have an inmate that had a big lawsuit that he won? Be covered?
Correct.
All right.
And to meet a certain threshold.
Correct.
It's got to be a certain threshold.
Anyone else?
Yeah, because I'm
a lawsuit, right?
Mrs. Garin, would you kindly have conversations with Mrs. Herbatic tomorrow before the meeting? And
as far as?
You said you had some concerns.
Oh, I already told her. We talked about it at council's meeting. She's good.
She's good with what?
My changes.
Well, how come they're not incorporated into the resolution?
Because council's not sure.
Because there was a miscommunication.
Included in this conversation?
I asked her to have a conversation with our county attorney to see what her interpretation of what this was or her whatever she wanted to bring to the conversation. She said they talked. They were going to incorporate it. I said, why wasn't it incorporated into the resolution yet? And the answer is?
That was the change up. Because there was a miscommunication between the clerk and of the legislature and myself, Mr. Chairman.
Can I get an opinion from
the
majority council?
By all means, I have an opinion.
I have no problem with council's language. I mean, she discussed it during the meeting. I have no objection to it.
All right, so we're waiting. To what? Incorporate into the resolution? Correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so put it into the resolution. Everybody agrees to it. Am I missing a point here?
No, we'll hold it.
I just heard it an hour ago at our meeting. That's the first time I heard that.
Right. I can read it because I have it right here.
Just incorporate it and we'll vote on it. All right, so we're going to hold on to this till next week. Correct?
Track it and make sure that if it's in bold or something like that so we know what it is that she had.
That's how it works.
All right? All in favor to hold this to next week?
Aye.
Thank you.
You say next week or tomorrow?
We will discuss it in ways and means overall, but next week we're going to be voting on the resolution itself.
Okay.
All right? 410, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 for County Hudson Valley Engineering Services Department of Public Works. Move.
Move.
Second.
I'll second.
Discussion?
I
got to
get
them out
on the page.
410. I know. That's right. Well, we didn't really get to
talk. There are a lot of resolutions by six people. Did
That's
I get a second?
Everybody listen.
Yeah, I second.
I know
okay.
that. Any questions?
Sheets.
What, the bow sheets?
Yeah.
Where is the Mud Tavern Bridge? Anybody know?
Yeah.
What's that?
The Mud Tavern.
It's Ken Shongo.
Shongo. I withdraw my second.
Thank you.
All right, any discussion? Roll call, all in favor say aye. 411, approving the execution of contract on the access of 50 Antibody County, Namco Insurance Department. Move.
Move it.
Second. Discussion.
What's the varies based on participant premium? Who's paying for it?
Bert, you know the answer to that?
Just, Marybeth, where do you see that to begin with?
It's in the little percentage where it says county or state or federal. There's nothing there.
Because there's 62 participants within this
self-insured
plan.
I really want a list. I really do.
We're one, fire departments. It's 62 participants.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, roll call. In favor say aye. Approve the execution of contract amendment in excess of 50 entered by County New World System for Information Services.
Move it.
Second? Carl?
Sure.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
If you don't mind, do 413, 414, 415. We're approving contract for Multi County Community Development Corp. We bundle those.
I'll
second the bundling.
All in favor? Bundle?
Aye.
All right. All in favor? Approval of the resolution?
Do you need a motion?
On the bundle.
Sorry, Teresa.
Yes, on the resolution, no on the bundle.
All in favor on all the resolutions? Say aye.
You need a motion on the actual bundle. So.
I did that.
We did that.
We did a motion on the bundle, then we did a motion on the bundle.
They did.
We just bundled three of them together, the multi-county one.
And TJ for the bundle.
We're on 416.
Four for both.
I approve the execution of a contract with Medicare for 50 Youth Advocate Program Department of Social Services.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? No discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
How about we do 417 all the way through bundle 439. No, why?
I'll move the bundle.
What are you doing? 417. They did everything up to 416.
Huh?
They've done everything up to 416.
Yeah, but most of them are mandated.
They all went through committees.
You moved it, TJ?
Yeah, I moved the bundle.
Who seconded? Second the bundle. Okay. I'll give you a little time to digest.
417 to what?
39.
417.
602.
439.
Oh, is there a 654? I don't see it.
So you're going to vote on the bundle now?
Yeah. I'll make sure everybody reads them. I don't want to rush it through.
My day off yesterday.
All right, everybody had time? All in favor? I'm bundling those on all those resolutions, 417 to 439, inclusive. All in favor say aye. No, bundle we already did. It's the resolution.
I'll move it.
All right. 440, approving the execution of contract in excess of 50, Antibody County, Ulster Green County, Chapter.
Oh my goodness.
Vote, second?
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
441, approving the execution of contract in excess of 50,000. Antibody County Family Services Department of Mental Health.
Will Ferrell, I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 442, approving the execution contract and amendment of Excess 50 at the Wright County Gateway Industries.
Move.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
443, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 17 and 14, local law amending the 9-2008, and all property
on
release, December 17, 2014 to 615. Moved by Mary Beth, second by TJ. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 444, ratification of tax roll.
Move it.
Second. Second.
Second.
Second.
Second.
Second.
I second it.
Any discussion? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
445, approving completed tax rolls and directing the execution of delivery of warrants.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Second by Carl.
This side of the room is very quiet.
No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We bundle 446, 447, it's unpaid sewer and water.
Move to bundle.
Second.
Second.
Tracy's a no.
They go hand in hand, Tracy.
They do, but I'm just sticking with my
principles. Sometimes you got to take a different route, you know. All right, all in favor, say aye to bundle.
Aye.
All right, resolution 446 and 447 to bundle.
Move on.
All in favor, say aye. All right, wait, you move it second.
You're in
the
bundle.
Yeah, that was the
vote.
On the resolution, you got to move it second. TJ moved it. Mary Beth second.
Yep.
Discussion. If not, roll call. All in favor say aye. Resolution 448. Authorize the Commissioner of Finance to make transfer of the funds and budgetary amendment. Moved by TJ. Second by?
Second.
Jeanette. Now this is for
2015? 14.
Mr. Chairman, I just noticed on the first whereas.
Yes.
It says 2013 financial record. It should be 2014.
You got 14?
Mine says 14.
Mine says 14. First whereas?
Yeah.
I must have an old copy.
14.
Oh, the first whereas says 213.
The first whereas says 213?
On yours it doesn't. On mine it does.
Kurt got the pre-release.
I got the pre-release.
He got the coming soon.
There you go.
Stand
next to the printer.
Hector?
It's
right in the packet. He just did that really early.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm working on a lot of years right now.
All right. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye. Any new business? We had a budget meeting today that lasts from 1 to 5. We are meeting tomorrow at 3:30. We hope to be done by the latest 5:30. Then most likely we'll be setting something up for Monday the afternoon to have vote on the budget amendments. And we will present that to the legislative body on Tuesday. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Any old business? If not, a motion to adjourn. Second by who? Removed it. DJ?
Yo, yeah, move it.
Tracy second it. All in favor say aye. Thank you.
I did it. You.